Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News. Local relief efforts are underway in the wake of Hurricane Helene. Now, Hurricane Helene wiped out entire towns in western North Carolina Friday after devastating the west coast of Florida. A number of local groups are organizing relief efforts. We have a complete list, although it's growing, at ColumbusCountyNews.com. It tells you how you can help out. Now, the items that are being accepted right now for donations: diapers, baby supplies, cases of water, Gatorade, non-perishable food that does not require cooking, pop tops are preferred, men's and women's hygiene products, and packages of underwear and socks. Monetary donations are also welcome with several of the nonprofits. No loose clothing is being accepted by any relief organizations at this time. Take note of that. No clothing is being accepted right now except for underwear and socks. Volunteers are being urged not to self-deploy due to the unsafe road conditions in the western part of the state. Again, we have a list of drop-off sites in this story on our website. Around 200,000 people are still without power in North Carolina alone in 25 counties that were affected by the storm. County administration and several local fire and rescue departments have dispatched teams to assist in rescue and recovery efforts. County Manager Eddie Madden said his team has helped set up Red Cross shelters and load helicopters. Some will be assisting with search and rescue efforts today. State Emergency Management officials said on Monday that more than 200 people have already been rescued by helicopters that are being operated by the National Guard and private owners. Now, Helene didn't cause many problems in our area. The storm left some downed trees and nuisance flooding. Two tornadoes were confirmed in Bladen County. Flood warnings are still in effect for the Lumber, Waccamaw, and Cape Fear Rivers. Now, on Friday, Whiteville officially saw a little over 1.5 inches of rain in connection with the bands from Helene. Backyard gauges saw more than 5 inches in several places across the county. A number of boats and docks were damaged in high winds at Lake Waccamaw. West Columbus High School will hold its steak fundraiser dinner today. It was scheduled for Friday, but of course was put aside because of the storms. Voter registration ends on October 11th for the November 5th election. In-person early voting starts October 17th. All voters must present an acceptable form of ID when casting or returning a ballot. Free voter IDs are available at the Board of Elections office. In other news, a Brunswick County jury found a Leland man guilty of statutory rape and sex offense with a child under 15 on Friday. Adam Andrews will serve 16 to 24 years in prison for molesting the girl over the course of several years. Andrews volunteered to take a polygraph after researching how to beat a lie detector machine, according to testimony. Andrews first denied that he had abused the girl, then claimed he had accidentally had sex with her. The Columbus County Farmers Market is going to be selling chicken pastry plates every first Friday of the month from 4 until 7:30 p.m. starting this week. Cost is $6. Each plate earns you a raffle ticket for a new coffee pot. A benefit breakfast and lunch will be held for Michael Harden on Saturday at Macedonia Church in Evergreen. Sausage wraps, hot dogs, and baked goods will be available starting at 6 a.m. The church is located at 6791 Princess Anne Road in Evergreen. Western Prong Baptist Church will have homecoming and dinner on the grounds on October 13th. Services are held at 8:30 and 10:30 every Sunday at Western Prong. Dinner will be served after the late service for homecoming. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.